Novus, the new voice. Vox Novus, the new dimension. Vox Novus, thought and movement leaders who will share from their experience and offer tools to help us navigate our rapidly changing world. My name is Victor Furman. Welcome to Vox Novus, the new voice. Infrared red light therapy is reaching critical mass attention. Many people are seeking it out for successful treatment of various illnesses. What is the foundation of this treatment, and how may it be used to address the challenges of pain, cellular health, autoimmune conditions, aging-related issues, weight loss, and much, much more? My guest this week on Vox Novus, Dr. Karl Rothschild, has been on the cutting edge of infrared advanced light technology for 25 years and is very passionate about its healing benefits. His website is trifectalightactive.com, and he joins me this week to share his work and book, Illuminated Healing, Unraveling the Mysteries of Light Therapy. Please join me in welcoming to Vox Novus Dr. Karl Rothschild. Welcome, sir.
Hi, great to talk to you.
Dr. Karl, please share your early path and how it led to your choice of a career in healing and as a chiropractor.
Wow. So I started on the path towards natural healing in 1975 when I started chiropractic school out in Los Angeles, California. And I really didn't know what I was, I didn't completely know what I was getting myself into, but the truth of the matter is it turned out to be amazing. I remember going to chiropractic school, actually interviewing chiropractors before I even got involved, and every one of them was just thrilled to have been a chiropractor and helping people. And it just felt really right on for me. And so, yeah, I've been a chiropractor for 45 years, helping out here in Los Angeles. But then about 25 years ago, I was introduced to light therapy. I had a relatively famous chiropractor working in my office with me, and he was from England, and then Canada, and then to the United States. And they were more into alternative healthcare than we are out here in the United States, to be honest. And I wasn't sure about it, but I'll tell you, even though that device that we used 25 years ago was literally 100,000 times weaker than what we use currently in the technology, even so, we had pretty nice results back then. And those were called class one lasers or class one cold lasers. Eventually, we got class two, class three, class four. And then within the last, and then I started getting involved with manufacturing. I'll tell you, the main reason I decided to manufacture equipment is because I wanted the best. But also about 12 years ago, it was discovered that there was an element of red light that actually helped with fat loss. It didn't damage any tissues. It's not like some other therapies which will destroy fat cells. I don't agree with that. I believe the fat cells are essential tissue, and you don't want to kill off those things. You don't want to freeze them or boil them or laser them or whatever. So we found a very natural way of helping weight loss with this element of red light. And that's when I really decided, not only did I want to create the best equipment, but I wanted to get involved with manufacturing heavily. And then another thing happened, COVID. And COVID being this crazy thing, our practitioners wanted less physical contact between the patient and the provider. And so we developed the bed, thinking that it would be a nice substitute for the kind of equipment we had up until then. But what we didn't realize was that when you bathe the entire body all at the same time with this unbelievable, wonderful healing energy, that you'll get these kind of results. And what I mean by that is people contacting us after we started delivering the bed, telling us we didn't know that it could help with neuropathy, with Lyme disease, autoimmune disease. We had a guy that was having a heart attack once a month, then eventually as much as twice a week. I'd never heard of such a thing. I mean, I'd been in practice for decades, and here he is telling me he's having a heart attack regularly. And after using the bed just one time, and ever since, and that's 6 months ago, He's never had a heart attack since.
Wow.
And I was in shock. Like, imagine, you know, if you want to can cause a problem with any part of your body, why don't you restrict blood flow? I mean, even with a tourniquet, they understand they got to release that tourniquet a little bit over the time. Otherwise, you're going to lose that leg. So when you destroy or eliminate blood flow to a certain part of your body, you're going to, that part's going to start eventually getting diseased and eventually die. So that's where he was at. 12 years of miserable circulation, heart attacks regularly. They implanted a defibrillator into his chest. And so every time he had a heart attack, it would zap him back to life. Yeah. This was 12 years of that. Mm. And he's not had that issue since. His erectile dysfunction is no longer a problem. His circulation throughout his whole body is normal. His blood pressure is normal. So I'm just giving you one of hundreds of different studies like that. I have a lady, her name is Jessica, and her situation was also, I mean, when I'm interviewing these people, in her case, and that gentleman's case with the heart attacks, but with her case, my mouth dropped open when I'm listening to her. Every condition you can think of, she had shingles, and she had three forms of psoriasis. And one of them is psoriatic arthritis, which meant that her toes in the morning when she would wake up with it like sausages bursting out of their skin. She talks about the psoriasis across her forehead and her ears, and bloody and horrific. And in a relatively short period of time using light therapy, she doesn't have that problem anymore. She doesn't need the injections in her eye any longer because the psoriasis apparently got into her eye. And the treatment for that, the anti-inflammatory process, is to inject somebody right into their eye. And she reviewed with me how horrific that was. She doesn't need that anymore. She doesn't have the symptoms of Lyme disease anymore. Or she had had migraines for many years. And the medication that she took for the migraines, which has now since been pulled off the market, caused her to create kidney stones. Yeah. Enough talk. You know, some people in your audience, maybe they have had a kidney stone, and knowing that it could take several days to pass and the pain is horrific. Well, she generated hundreds of kidney stones. Again, I never heard of that before. Thanks to that medication, she was what she called a stone maker. And she doesn't have that issue anymore. It's just, and so, you know, certainly when something this glorious happens, where you learn that something could be so helpful, the scientists and myself as well, we want to know, why does that work? And you know what it's all about? One word: sunlight. Mm. It's incredible. What we're doing is we're taking elements of sun, magnifying them many, many times, and driving it into somebody's body. And in the 50 years that they've done research on this technology, there has never been a recorded side effect. Mm. Can you imagine? I mean, what do you want? You know, it's you've got this all natural, unbelievable healing system. I can't say healing as much as I can say treating. So we can treat all these different things. You know, so even when the person gets in the bed, we have them keep their eyes closed, but we're hearing all kinds of wonderful things in the eye. So the light can penetrate the skull and get to the brain, and I'll tell you why that's important in a moment, but also can get into the eye. And so we're talking about anything with the retina, macular degeneration, macular edema, cataracts, floaters. We're hearing phenomenal results with those things. And again, if people say, well, does it help this or help that? It helps tissue, period. Every tissue in your body can be helped, conceivably. And the way that that works is the light now is going to penetrate through the skin, get to the tissues of your body, which then gets to the cells, which then gets to the mitochondria, and stimulates the mitochondria to come back to life. It's not about excessive amounts of things happening, or we're not taking anything out of the body, we're not putting anything in there that doesn't belong there. None of that. All we're doing is bringing the body back to normal by stimulating the mitochondria to produce ATP production, or increase ATP production dramatically to the point of normal. And that's why so many different things are being helped. I would challenge anybody to tell me, bring up any condition that we haven't heard some very nice results, even rare genetic diseases, which they're guaranteed that it'll never help them. And we're seeing success even with those.
Absolutely.
Now, the word success is not cure. Okay. The word success is unbelievably increasing the quality of somebody's life. That's what it's about.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about some of the individual benefits of using your therapy. And we're also going to talk more about the trifecta light bed. But let's get a little backtrack here. What's the history of light therapy? And are there ancient references to light as a healing modality?
Well, I mean, you know, back in ancient history time, both Egyptians, Greek, they used light therapy. They would have people, I mean, even when I was growing up in the 50s and 60s, when you had a problem, it wasn't uncommon for them to tell you to go sit out in the sun. And people would think, well, that's a nice thing. Well, it turns out that the sun can be unbelievably healing. What we've done is we've magnified that hundreds and hundreds of times and drive it into the person's body. So historically, this goes back way, way many years ago. Now, what you and I both know, that in the late 1800s, mid to late 1800s, it was the pharmaceutical industry that decided how healthcare was going to happen in this country in particular. And so any other kind of healing modality kind of was put in the background. Even to today, I mean, you have to go to other countries to really see the kind of natural healing that they're using in those countries. It's used to a degree here, but it's not a lot. And so, yeah. And if I just, you know, if someone had dementia and I said, well, go sit out in the sun, I don't know if they'd see big results, but guess what? They get in our bed, dementia, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis. We're seeing beautiful results with those things. People on dialysis are needing less dialysis. People who are diabetic need less insulin. We have a lady that had Crohn's. I mean, I'm giving you one example of many. One lady in particular had Crohn's disease, 20 years of only diarrhea. Only diarrhea. So now, if you want to hurt somebody, if you want to have them, I talked before about restricting blood flow, but if the person cannot form a normal bowel, can't have normal bowel movements, they're leaching out good nutrients out of their body, their electrolytes, a lot of other things are happening that are not good for this person. Plus, it ruined her life. I mean, she wasn't able to go traveling, for example, because at any minute she'd need to use the toilet. And after four sessions, and ever since, her bowel movements are normal. And it goes on and on. I've got a guy that had Lyme disease, and I already talked about Parkinson's. We had a lady that had a stroke. She had a stroke, and after eight sessions, well, really after just one session, she noticed dramatic changes. But after eight sessions, there was no longer any sign of her ever having had a stroke.
Dr. Carl, what called you to write this book, Illuminated Healing, Unraveling the Mysteries of Light Therapy?
A few things. I always wanted to write a book. If I may tell you that there was a gentleman, as I said before, who was from Canada, Europe and Canada, and he wrote a book. And it catapulted his business dramatically, because once you write the book, you are the authority. So I've wanted to write a book forever, and I've had several different topics, but there was so many misunderstandings about red light therapy. I said, you know what, I want to write this book. I mean, there's not a lot of people that have been studying this as long as I have, know the history behind it, and know the mistakes that others are making. For example, there's this word infrared, and you may have heard of infrared saunas, for example. And people will always ask me, what's the difference between our device, which uses some type of infrared, and an infrared sauna, for example? So the misunderstanding is that the word infrared, and I wish it was a different word, when people talk about infrared in this country, they're really talking about far infrared. I love far infrared. It's fine for heat. That's what it does. It'll heat up a tissue. And it will give me deep penetration of heat, and that's it. We're not talking about the chromosomal changes, the cellular changes that we get with our infrared, which is near infrared. There's near infrared, which is glorious. There's far infrared, which is nice. And the only thing near infrared and far infrared have in common is the same last name, infrared. And I wish they didn't have those same names. So there was so many misunderstandings. They would combine vibration, or they would combine heat with near infrared. Remember, again, near infrared is the glorious wavelength, and red as well, but near infrared is that glorious wavelength that will heal things like nothing else we've ever seen. Well, you combine it with anything else, and that's a problem. So at any rate, I decided to write a book to kind of straighten out everything and to give people an understanding. And if you read this book, and I guarantee you, after you read this book, you will be way more knowledgeable. I don't know if I can call you an expert, but you'll know a lot. It's really well written. And the reason why I can say that without blushing is because I wrote the vast majority of it, but I gave it to my publisher / editor team, and they cleaned it up and made it. I mean, I'm a good writer. They made it really good. It's really well written. So at any rate, that's why I wrote the book. And that I'm answering your question, knows how I threw in a little bit about the misunderstanding that people have. So if you get a far infrared sauna, which I like, that's nice. Or if you use any kind of heat, vibration, anything before the person gets in our bed, that's a mistake. Because what that does is it dilates blood vessels, it brings more fluid to the surface. And guess what that does? It blocks the penetration of our light. So the reason why when we developed these many years ago and called it cold laser, it was not that it literally was cold. It just didn't get hot. And once it got hot, we recognized that that would, again, bring more blood to the surface and block the penetration of the light. The goal here is to not have heat, not have vibration, not have somebody get on an exercise thing just before they get in our bed. We want a virgin body when they get in our bed. We don't want them having just ran up 5 flights of stairs because our elevator's broken and they're going, oh, I'm here to get my treatment. Well, they're going to have to sit in the waiting room for 15, 30 minutes so that they can calm the body down and there's no increased blood circulation to the surface.
Now, in layman's terms, just for our listeners who might not understand the difference in frequencies and so on, we talked about sunlight and the rays coming from sunlight. Why are those not always the best, and how does this differ?
So we've only taken for our bed the 4 elements of wavelengths that are ideal. And, you know, I can't believe that we were put on this planet with a sun that could cause damage to us. But I think we've evolved over a period of time to not be as able to handle all the waves of sunlight. And you know, we all know that UV light has been controversial at best. I can tell you that I've been very familiar with the tanning industry, not because I've never been in a tanning bed, but I'm familiar with my patients who would get in a tanning bed and all that sort of stuff. And that industry has suffered dramatically because UV light has been shown to not be so great for some issues. I don't really want to comment much on UV light. I'm just telling you that we would not have that in our bed. We want only the most healing elements. So we only have red and near infrared. There has never been a recorded side effect. There's never been a recorded problem with using red or near infrared. The worst that'll ever happen when you use this technology is nothing. That's the worst that'll happen. The upside is unbelievable. Dr. McCullough, Joseph McCullough, kind of says, well, it can't hurt, so try it. Each one of you, if you have any issue, get in the bed 6 visits. And if it doesn't, you might need more than that. But after 6 visits, you're going to see a change. Or at least I use the term light at the end of the tunnel. So we had this one gentleman, severe, unbelievably bad. What did he have? Parkinson's, and the tremors and all that sort of stuff were affecting him tremendously. So he needed more than just a couple of visits, and I knew that. I told his provider, I said, for him, it's going to take 1 month before we see. Much, it'll be different as we go along, but he'll see a nice difference after a month. But we haven't seen anybody that doesn't see something usually within 2 weeks. It might take a month. So at any rate, hopefully I answered your question in regards to different wavelengths. And the word frequency is an interesting word because people get these terms mixed up. there's wavelengths, and those are the high, very special wavelengths that you want to use from the sun. So you've got wavelengths that create purple and green and, you know, the whole rainbow. And then you have wavelengths that are above and below that. So you have near infrared on one side, which is invisible to the naked eye. You have ultraviolet. You have different colors and different things. And even beyond that, so you have X-ray and all that in that range of wavelengths. Frequency is a different thing. Frequency is the pulsing of that light, or if it's sound, you're pulsing the sound frequency. It could be vibratory frequency. So we can incorporate all of those things with the bed. So first the person gets in the bed and they'll have light frequency. We're not generating any heat. We're not vibrating the body in any way. We also will have sound frequency going on at the same time, which will help the person's body also with healing and things like that. And then after they get off the bed, and only after they get off the bed, then if it depends on what we want to accomplish with them, we can create this vibratory frequency by getting them on a whole body vibrational device. So frequency is on one side, different than wavelength. When we combine the two together, the results are spectacular.
My guest is Dr. Carl Rothschild. He's the author of the book, Illuminated Healing, Unraveling the Mysteries of Light Therapy, and the creator of the Trifecta Light Bed. Dr. Carl, please tell us about where listeners can find out more about your book and also about the Trifecta Light Bed.
So if they go to the website, which is trifectalight.com, trifecta is like, you know, winning at the horse track race, racing or whatever, you know, you win the big trifecta. So it's T-R-I-fecta, light, L-I-G-H-T.com. And on the top right, you'll see where the person can get the book. And remember, all profits, I didn't write this book to make money. All profits go to charity. And then if they want to learn more about us, they go to the Contact Us page, put their information in there. Like, let's say they say that I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they want to know if there's any bed near them. They put that information in there, and we'll find them the closest location. Or if they have any questions, they can put it in there as well.
And we'll be back with more after these words on the OM Times Radio Network.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets, and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Back on Vox Novus, my guest this week is Dr. Carl Rothschild. His book is called Illuminated Healing, Unraveling the Mysteries of Light Therapy. Dr. Carl, tell us about your role in the creation of the Trifecta Light Bed.
Well, as I had mentioned before, when COVID hit, it was a problem. I mean, a problem for everyone in this country. A lot of health practitioners they went out of business or they had to close up, couldn't accept patients. So our providers were asking us for a way to have a device that had less physical contact between the patient and the provider. So we came up with the idea of this bed. And as I had mentioned before, we didn't realize the kind of results that we were going to have. So what happens is, you know, here you do, you create something, you think, okay, it'll be a nice substitute what we had before. So what we had before were either lasers, we had pads that would go around various parts of the body, but we created this bed. And within the first month of us having created that bed, we started getting this feedback that was unbelievable. And so the feedback came down to, you know, you didn't tell me it could help Crohn's or dementia or Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, all these different things coming back. And even to, you know, and this is a few years now, every week at least, I get somebody calling me up saying, you're not going to believe the kind of results, the kind of, you know, I mentioned before, genetically rare genetic diseases that nobody gave any hope to. And the only thing they could do is give them some pain relief or whatever, but nothing to help them. And the light helps. It actually helps that as well. So our first bed was the state of the art at the time, but it had some things that we wanted to improve upon. Because when you got in that first bed, it was either on or was off. So someone who's 80 pounds is going to get the same dose as someone who's 350 pounds. So we needed to change that. So now our beds, and now we're on metal, I think this is now model five. Now we can have, and the things that you want to take into consideration is the height of the bed, how flat the bottom bed is, how close the canopy that comes down on top of the person is. In ours, it comes right onto the person's body, which is very important. One of my concerns about creating the bed was we knew that when we were using laser, for example, you wanted to be right on the skin because as you come off the skin, you lose power exponentially. So, you know, with the bed, we didn't want to have a high arcing canopy, which for some reason, some other beds do have that. I don't get it. But our bed allows you to bring the top canopy right onto the person's body. So it's just been one thing after another, improving the ability for us, for example, to control the power, both to the red and near infrared separately, and control the frequency of the red and near infrared separately. And if I may, I just wanted to talk to you about frequency healing for a second, because I don't know how many people in your audience understand that different tissues in your body will resonate with different frequencies. So in our bed, you can actually change the frequency to resonate with different tissues, depending upon what you're trying to help the person with, whether it's liver issues or kidney issues or weight loss, for example, or healing in general, stuff like that. One of the wavelength frequencies that I like a lot that your audience could look up is 528. 528 hertz is the universal body frequency. And when you look that up, you'll see something about John Lennon had written Imagine, the song Imagine, with that 528 hertz in mind, that frequency, because it's known as such a wonderfully healing frequency. As a matter of fact, if you get in our bed and only put 528, you don't have to get fancy with all these other frequencies. Just have 528, both on the red and the near infrared, the healing will be absolutely awesome. So we're talking about frequency, we're talking about power, we're talking about why we created the bed, bringing the lights closer to the body. But also what's very important is the ability for us to control separately the power on the top canopy separate from the bed and the lower bed. And the reason why that's important is because when you bring that canopy down onto the person's body, some people might be more sensitive on their face, so we want to have it a little bit lower power there, because the end result is that it should be comfortable. The person shouldn't be hot. It should be a very comfortable experience. So if we did get heat, as I had mentioned before, what heat does is it dilates blood vessels, brings more fluid to the surface, and that will block the penetration of the light. You don't want heat. You want a pleasant warmth at most. So again, we'd have a different setting for an 80-pound person versus a 300-pound person. So at any rate, that's, you know, the main reason why we created the bed. We're now on model five and version five, and it's incredible the kind of feedback we're getting. We also have the four wavelengths. We have two near-infrared and two red, two different reds, two different near-infrareds that are very critical as to, you know, the kind of results that we're experiencing.
40 years ago, Sting and the Police came out with a song that said, Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light. But now, at her age now, she may want to put on that red light. Many of us are living in our golden years, myself included, and are looking for ways to recapture the energy and vitality of our youth. How may red light therapy assist us in that process?
Oh, well, you know, we were calling the bed the fountain of youth. And I don't know, you know, if people can, again, I had before apologized because I'm crazy. I am. I'm crazy about this stuff. I mean, every week, at least once a week, I get somebody that's talking to me. I'm interviewing with them, finding out the amazing results they're having. And invariably, sometime in that conversation, they're going to say these magic words. Thank you for giving me my life back. And, you know, it's like wonderful. I mean, I became a healer to help people. Yeah, I don't mind making money at the, in the end, but healing was what it was all about. And I never got this many people saying, thank you for giving me my life back. Turning these people from pain. That one gentleman that I was mentioning before about, he had a genetic defect or some kind of disease that he inherited, that they, it's very rare. Nobody knows that much about it, but it's going to guarantee him pain and blindness. So he started using our red lights, and the pain is gone. His migraines are gone. He can sleep through the night, and his vision hasn't improved, but it hasn't gotten worse. His disease is progressive. It's guaranteed him total blindness. So he doesn't have that yet. So he can't see anything in the middle of his eye, which means that the retina has eaten away the middle center part of the retina. But the whole peripheral part of that is still fine. So he can see peripherally. It's kind of an odd thing. And he's used to it. He takes it so well. I mean, I would be crying all the time. But he lives with it because he knew that this was going to be something that he would happen to him. And he has this horrific disease that now he's doing so much better with, the pain, the eyesight, and all that sort of stuff. So did I stray from your question?
No, not at all. We're gonna touch on a lot of these points. And one of my personal challenges since my late 50s has been with my knees and a few other joints. What does red light therapy offer for joint health?
So originally, the whole thing, when I first started getting involved with light therapy 25 years ago, we didn't know anything about the fat loss issues. We only the aesthetic and all that stuff. What we knew was that it could heal things. So the same tissue, the same mechanism for any part of your body, it's all the same. It's about encouraging and enhancing the mitochondria to do what they're supposed to do. Once the mitochondria comes back to life, produces this ATP, which will bring that tissue back to life, healing joints is maybe one of the easiest things. So, you know, all the things that I'm talking about, kidney disease and all these other things, are way more complicated. The joints, phenomenal results. Phenomenal. I mean, your knee, within a relatively short period of time, would respond beautifully. I can't guarantee this, but what I'm hearing from our practitioners is that your knee would respond beautifully. It might take six sessions or something like that. And, you know, the knee has to do with damage that you've done when you were younger and doing that again and again and again. So what did you do to your poor knee?
I played football.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more in layman terms for our listeners who may not be familiar with the words that you're using. Talk about mitochondria. And talk about ATP. Explain those, please.
So when I went to high school, we learned that there was one mitochondria in every cell of your body. And so we'll start with the tissues. Every part of your body is made up of tissues. Every tissue is made up of cells. And within the cell are certain things. And one of those things are called mitochondria. So what is the mitochondria? It's the powerhouse of the body. The mitochondria is where you get your energy from. It's what helps with respiration. It's the reason why you eat and the reason why you drink. and the reason why you breathe. So you breathe oxygen, combine that with eventually glucose, and you will create this ATP, which is the energy molecule that your body can then use for energy. If you want to destroy a tissue, have no energy there, have no ATP production there. If you want to have wonderfully healing, youthful tissue, you want to make sure that the mitochondria is functioning at 100% and that it's producing the right amount of ATP for that person and for that body part. And so, yeah, so I'm not kidding when I talk about the fountain of youth. I mean, I used to use that in my terminology. And, you know, I'll tell you, most people, when I tell them these things, they roll their eyes. Listen, I won't say the name, but I was working out next to a relatively famous Hall of Famer baseball player. And he's my age. We're both 70. I'm 71. He's 70. And he was in such terrible shape. I could tell. We were both working on the elliptical, and he was struggling so much. And I kept sitting there, am I supposed to say something to the guy? Come on, I got to say something. Because I know that if he got in the bed for 1 month, three times a week, for 1 month, it would change his life. It would absolutely change his life. So I did that. I stopped. I kept thinking, no, I can't do this. It's embarrassing. So I stopped. I got off the elliptical. I walked right up to him and I said, are you familiar with red light therapy? I think he wanted to throw something at me. But he was cordial. And eventually I could tell I wasn't going to be able to get through to him. What we need is a famous person. We have a few, but we, you know, if I went to him and I said, hey, this famous basketball player is using the bed, you should learn more about it. And we have one near you, because he and I both live, this famous baseball player who was doubtful and suspicious of me. We both live in the same community. At any rate, long story short, I wish I could have convinced that guy, because it's healthy to, you know, it's correct. You should be skeptical. But when I tell you that there's no potential side effect, and I wasn't in his case trying to sell him anything, I just felt bad. I mean, the guy was a mess. And, you know, I knew that I could make a difference in his life. Similarly, I was at a party and the guy next to me, they had seated him down, was clearly suffering from Parkinson's. So they had to feed him. They had a, you know, he could barely communicate or anything like that. And I turned to my wife and I said, should I say something? Because I know in 1 month I would get this guy better. I'm not saying curing anybody, we're saying better. The treatment would bring his quality of life dramatically improved for him. And my wife insisted that I not say anything because this was her family from the other side and they would not believe it because they're very medically oriented. But it's hard for me. I'm a little wacky, but I want to tell everybody about this. And I want all of you to have that possibility in your life. If you're suffering from anything at all, here's what I'm going to tell you to do. Go on the website. We talked about it before, trifectalight.com. Click on the part that says testimonials. And then you'll see on the top, it says YouTube channel. And register or sign up with their YouTube channel. But anyhow, watch the videos that are on there. And one of the ladies, her name was Jerisha. Now she had a stroke. And just to listen to the results that she had just after one visit, but how she had no other sign after 8 visits, she was actually healthier at that point than she had been before she ever even got the stroke. So can you see I'm a little wacky with this stuff? I love it.
Not at all. You had touched upon this a little bit earlier. You discussed the benefits of red light therapy and brain function. Will this help us in our golden years with improved cognitive function? And are there studies on red light therapy and, for example, dementia?
Oh, you know, you asked me, that's a great word, the studies. So before I answer that question, I want all of you to write this down. And it's called Google Scholar. In fact, the website is scholar.google.com, scholar.google.com. Then inside there, you put in the word photo, PHOTO, biomodulation. That's what this is all about, photobiomodulation. They coined that word 50 years ago when they first started doing research on light therapy and how it affects tissue and the body in general. And then put any word after that about research, about, so you could put in there emotion or mental health, anything like that. You could put any word after that, press enter, and you'll get all the double-blind studies and research that has been done. Tens of thousands of studies have been done. And I'm going to ask you a question. Why hasn't everybody heard about this? But before I answer that, let's get back to brain health. So let's talk about Rebecca. Now, Rebecca had been on the bed 2 weeks. And this is what she said. Now, Rebecca was suicidal, tremendously depressed. Her practitioner was a nurse practitioner and had been helping her medication-wise with all this stuff. And this is what Rebecca said. I have not got Rebecca to do an interview with me yet. I think maybe she's embarrassed. I don't know. But she wrote this. If this is how normal people feel every day, I can't believe I've been missing out all this time. Mm. So you asked me about brain health. So the same mechanism that helps your elbow, believe it or not, or helps any other tissue, helps in the brain as well. It normalizes things in the brain. And it will make that person less dependent on medication, for example, in a very healthy and wonderful way. So did I answer your question about mental health?
Absolutely. My guest is Dr. Carl Rothschild. His book, Illuminated Healing, Unraveling the Mysteries of Light Therapy, will be back after these words on the OM Times Radio Network.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back on Vox Novus, my guest this week is Dr. Carl Rothschild. His book, Illuminated Healing, Unraveling the Mysteries of Light Therapy. Dr. Carl, probably the number one thing that our listeners confront with everyone, almost on a daily basis, is some form of pain. What can this do for pain?
Wow. So, you know, I think when it comes to the bed, pain is the easiest thing that we're seeing results with. I was mentioning before about this gentleman who's losing his eyesight, but he also had pain all the time in the back of his eye, he would describe it, and migraines. So the first thing that was better, if not resolved, was the pain. So when you start improving the body's overall health, the pain, the whole, you know, and you've heard this term, pain management. Now I'm going to sound bold, maybe. I will tell you, when someone comes to me and says, this is the best pain management facility around, I said, do they have my bed in it? Because I'm thinking if they don't have that bed in there, they're not the best. And when I have another facility that says, well, this is the high-end wellness center, do they have my bed in it? So, you know, I'm, as I said, I'm a little over the top maybe with this, but I'm telling you, for pain management, the results are absolutely spectacular. So we're not asking anybody to stop what they're already doing. So if you're taking medication, don't stop. If you're whatever you're otherwise doing, but add the bed to your process. And I would be very surprised after 1 month you didn't see, really within 2 weeks, but certainly within 1 month, you didn't see dramatic change.
Hormonal healing for both women and men.
So this is also a slam dunk. In fact, we have 9 divisions to our company, and one of them is men's health, and the other one is women's health, besides mental health. And I wouldn't mind talking to you in a moment about athletes, but we'll table that for a second. But let's talk about men and women's health. Women will frequently come to a practitioner and say, at the end of a shower, now this is over 40 women typically, they'll go, at the end of the shower, they're noticing hair at the bottom of the drain in their shower. Now, this is hormonal issues that are thinning their hair out. By the end of the second or third week, we're hearing that stops. No more hair at the bottom, not much hair at the bottom of the drain. And by the end of the first month, or somewhere in the middle of the second month, we're starting to hear reversal, where they're actually noticing that their hair is thicker, that they're regaining their hair, you know. So that's the beauty about hair. And that's one of the divisions of our company has to do with hair restoration. The other thing is men's health. Now, I talked to you about an example of this gentleman that was having heart attacks on a regular basis. After one visit, after 12 years of having such severe congestive heart failure, as I had said, they implanted a defibrillator into his chest. After one session on the bed, his erectile dysfunction was no longer a problem. Now, it's not always going to work that quickly, but we're hearing wonderful results. I actually do presentations to men's health groups about a variety of different ways of improving the whole process for men's health. And by the way, from a fertility point of view, if you go back to that Google Scholar website and put in the photobiomodulation and you put in their fertility or put in their sperm health, there's all the evidence that their fertility and sperm health and all that improve also just as well. So from a hormonal point of view, there's been plenty of research. Go on that Google Scholar site and put in the word photobiomodulation, and it could be in hormones, you could put all kinds of stuff, and you'll see all kinds of great success with hormones.
And
so
we anticipated
about pain management, we talked about hormonal health.
And you anticipated my next question. For those who follow sports and know of muscle strains and injuries that athletes sustain, how does red light therapy promote muscle health?
So one of the 9 divisions of our company is called performance and recovery. So if you're an athlete and we have your twin on one side, we have you on the other, and your twin is exactly like you, but they're getting in the bed, they are going to perform way better. They're going to have more stamina. They're going to run faster. we get this all the time. At the end of an event, if a person's gotten in the bed before their activity, before their basketball game, football game, I don't care what it is, they will perform much better. But also, if they have any injuries and or if overuse, things like that, they get in the bed afterwards, they will recover much faster and much more thoroughly. So that's a whole nother division of our company called Performance and Recovery, geared towards our athletes, dancers, things like that.
And I hear our listeners saying, you talked about weight loss before. Tell us about weight loss.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's all. So 12 years ago, there was, by accident, they realized that there was an element of red light that actually helped with fat loss. And all the research also shows that it's completely safe. And they did this research again. I said 12 years ago it was by accident, but eventually once they realized that, they said, let's do the research. And the research shows that there's an element of red light that actually changes the permeability of the fat cell wall. I know it's a fancy word. So it changes the fat cell wall and allows that fat cell wall to become more porous. And it's only temporary. It doesn't damage the fat cell. It doesn't injure it. It doesn't freeze it. It doesn't boil it. It doesn't do anything. It's the fat cell is still fully intact, but it allows the fat contents to release out into tissue that's surrounding that fat cell. And then your healthy lymphatic system will suck that up and bring it eventually to the liver for use or elimination. If you don't have the healthiest lymphatic system, it's still going to happen. It's just going to take longer. So we're witnessing wonderful results where people are having fat loss, and it's a different mechanism. Remember, we were talking about the ATP and mitochondria? Mm-hmm. This is a completely different mechanism. And again, it was why it catapulted me or just made me decide I was definitely going to get involved with manufacturing, because once I heard that it could help a smart diet and make it easier for a person. And again, I've been in fat loss for my whole life. I was born to a fat family. My mother became an executive at Weight Watchers. And so weight loss has always been a major element of my practice for my patients. And it ain't easy. And now it's easier.
And you mentioned the liver, the body's filter. How about detoxification?
So that's a major element of our whole process. So what happens, as I said, we're releasing the fat out of the fat cells. Guess what the fat also does? It stores. Now, the fat cells are very important. They're essential tissue. You don't want to kill them. You don't want to hurt them. They're involved with stem cell production, hormone production. But guess what? They also store toxins. So as we're releasing the fat out of the fat cells, we're also getting rid of the toxins as well. And that's why some of our patients, when they're very toxic, if they've had a history of a lot of drug use, whether it's prescription or otherwise, alcohol use and stuff like that, the first week or two, usually not that long, but maybe the first week, they might feel a little lethargic while we're cleaning out the body. But once we clean that out, their energy will go sky high after that.
With everyone concerned about COVID and other viruses and infections, what about the immune system? How does red light therapy work?
So, you know, I do an entire presentation just on what is it all about. And there was, you know, the whole concept about whether is it your body that's important or that outside external germ that's important. So you had the germaphobes who said, it's the germs. We got to be careful about the germs. And then you had the people that said, no, if you can get your body strong enough, you can ward off anything. So I'm going to tell you that they were both wrong. And all the evidence shows you want to do both. You don't want to expose yourself unbelievably to horrific toxins or horrific microbes. But by the same token, you got to build up your own health. And so the bed's going to help you to build up your own health. And also, when you get in the bed, I tell my patients to keep their mouths open. So it helps with the tonsils and the throat and the tongue and gum disease. So all of that at the same time, healing, healing, healing. But at the same time, warding off. If you build up your resistance, why do you think not everybody died from COVID? Why do you think not everybody got COVID? It wasn't just because of vaccinations. It was because some people had a higher degree of well-being. And that's what you want. You want the best well-being you can get. That's what it's all about.
His name is Dr. Carl Rothschild. His book, Illuminated Healing, Unraveling the Mysteries of Light Therapy. Dr. Carl, one more time, please tell our listeners where they can get your book and find out more about you and the Trifecta Light Bed.
So all they have to do is go to trifectalight.com. T-R-I-FECTA, F-E-C-T-A, light.com. Trifectalight.com. And on the top right on that website, there's a thing that says about my book, and you can access that information there. On the Contact Us page, they can write in any questions they have. They want to find a location that's closest to them. They would just give us, you know, say, hey, I heard you on this such and such show, and I want to, you know, whatever, you know, get more information about a bed that would be as close to them as possible. So just give us your name and your number so we can get back, or your email address, and we can get back to you.
And YouTube.
So when they go to the website and go to the testimonial page, they click on the testimonials on the top right. I'm sorry, on the top of the whole page, it's the YouTube channel. Click on that, watch those videos, and you too might be as crazy as I am about this unbelievable healing energy. And do I have time for one more thing?
Please go ahead.
You know, when I go to a doctor and I say, you should incorporate red light therapy into your practice, they're going to say, are you showing me a way to make less money? Because there's a lot more money in some other techniques and therapies than putting somebody in the bed. And that's when I realized there are certain divisions of medical care in this country that aren't going to be that interested in this. It's the natural healers, the non-surgical medical doctor, non-surgical, even podiatrists. When I go to a podiatrist, if they can do surgery, I'm going to be hard-pressed to tell them, hey, here's a way of avoiding surgery. So I'm just saying that the more we can move towards natural healing, the better. And it's not telling people to stay at what they're already doing. It's just adding to their regime. That's all we're talking about.
As my wonderful teacher used to say, never instead of, always in addition to. Dr. Carl, thank you so much for joining us and sharing this remarkable information.
My pleasure. I really appreciate this opportunity.
And thank you for joining us on Vox Novus. I'm Victor, the voice, Furman. Have a wonderful week.